Hi, this is Beverly Allen with Doing Dating Right. Many Christians may not appreciate how the word covenant should define their marriage. Even more so, singles should have this concept in mind when seeking and dating a potential mate. I wrote Covenant Dating for the Unmarried to help them do dating right. To begin with, it is necessary to understand the biblical principles of covenant relationships. As you will see, that includes why marriage before sex. God deals in Scripture with sexual intercourse between two unmarried people who mutually agree to have intercourse in Deuteronomy 22, 28, and 29. It reads, "If a man find a damsel that is a virgin, which is not betrothed, and lay hold on her, and lie with her, and they be found, then the man that lay with her shall give unto the damsel's father 50 shekels of silver, and she shall be his wife, because he hath humbled her." It is widely believed today that consenting adults should be free to engage in any kind of sexual activity they want, despite the fact that they are not married. God and His Word say that's not true. You may ask why. So I'll tell you, because this kind of sexual relation humbles the woman. The Revised Standard Version translates the word as violated. It would be just as accurate to say that the woman is humiliated. In other words, her integrity is destroyed, her self-worth is cheapened by engaging in sexual relations with a man who is not her husband and does not desire to become her husband. The late Dr. Lester Summerall said of a man who behaves in this manner, I quote, "Such a man treats her as just another morsel for his sexual appetite. He does not love her. He loves the pleasure he gets from her." Some people have said, well, who's to say what is considered proper, or why is intercourse in marriage the only appropriate use of sex? Well, God made sex for the purpose of marriage. Any other usage perverts this purpose. There is one proper use of sex and many improper uses. God says we should control our sexuality for its proper use. When you know how God wants you to use the sexuality He gave you, the goal is set and the standard is established. You then know that anything which undermines or hinders the proper use of your sexual powers ought not to be done. Rabbi Dr. Shmuley Boteach states in his book, Dating Secrets of the Ten Commandments, and I quote, "When a woman goes to bed with a man who is not committed, it is the height of irrationality." For those who say that demanding marriage in order for a man to gain sex is advocating a form of prostitution, he says, "Demanding marriage before sex is not blackmail or prostitution. It is just the natural exclusive setting which sex requires in order to be an act of intimacy. Whereas a man intrinsically feels sex to be something compulsive or hormonal, a woman feels the desire to bond with a man as the highest form of communication. For her, sex is about exclusivity." Paul states in 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 3, "It is not good for a man to have sexual relations with a woman, but because of the temptation to sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband." This means a relationship of exclusivity, a covenant union. I'm Beverly Allen for Doing Dating Right.
Beverly's book, Covenant Dating, is a lifestyle blueprint to guard your heart and your body as you pursue the biblical pathway to marriage. It can help you learn God's plan for a covenant relationship toward becoming a covenant partner in a covenant marriage. Covenant Dating by Beverly Allen is available for your donation of $14 or more. Request your copy when you make your gift online at mygenradio.fm. That's Beverly Allen's Covenant Dating at mygenradio.fm.